It's Sunday, the 11th of January, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. This is one of my intermittent amateur dramatics blogs, so it will be hashtagged as Amdram. So those of you who are particularly interested can find it, and those of you who aren't particularly interested in it can avoid it if you're not interested. It is coming up for 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm in the car, also known as my mobile studio. Thanks, Paul O'Mahony, for that one. And I'm on my way to the theatre for the first of two dress rehearsals. And this is where stuff gets really, really serious, as if we weren't taking it seriously already. But this is where we start running as if we're doing a proper production with a proper audience. So up until this point, we've been rehearsing, but when we've not been on stage, we've been out in the theatre, sitting in the seats, perhaps chatting to each other. And whilst there have been costume fittings and we all now know what we're wearing when, we haven't tried doing any of the quick changes or making sure that we have all the right pieces at the right time. So dress rehearsal today is our first run as a production. So we'll all be turning up with plenty of time to spare. We're aiming for a 2:00 curtain, just as we would do for a matinee performance. We will be in full costume. We will run completely with no stops unless there's something that we really have to stop for. But the plan is to run it as if there was audience there. And this is also where, I guess, the director, while she will still be there and she will still be giving us feedback on the performance, the director steps back from the day-to-day running and the stage becomes the domain of our stage manager. So from having the director as very much the boss during rehearsals, now it's very much the stage manager that's in charge, and you do what the stage manager tells you, and the stage manager will be making sure that we're all quiet, we're all in the right places, and most importantly, that we're not going to get hit by scenery that gets moved around. Pantomime, I guess, is quite a complex production in that regards, because we have back cloths which come down from the ceiling of the theatre at various points. We make use of the revolving stage, so that needs to get revolved at one point during the production. And there's, you know, there are bits of scenery that fly down from the roof. There are bits of scenery that come in from the sides. Some of it's quite big, bulky and heavy. And we really don't want spare actors getting squished under the scenery. So the stage manager's job is really to make sure that all of the logistics work. So that's what we're going to be doing today. There's a superstition, or a tradition, I don't know which is the better wording, probably a superstition, but in theatre, if you have a bad dress rehearsal, that's usually seen as a good omen, because it's like, okay, well, if you get all the stuff that's going to go wrong done in the dress rehearsal, then your first night's going to go smoothly. There doesn't seem to be the converse, so you don't seem to see people saying, oh no, we had a really good dress rehearsal, that means we're doomed. But theatre people always seem to put a positive spin on a less good dress rehearsal. For pantomime, usually productions I've been involved with in the past only do one dress rehearsal. For pantomime, we're doing two, and I'm guessing that's just because the size of the cast, the sheer logistics, the amount of stuff, the sound cues, the light cues, the scenery, everything, a lot of stuff has to come together. And I'm guessing we have a better chance of a good first night if we do that twice. So we're rehearsing this afternoon and then tomorrow evening. And then opening night is Thursday. So there's only two more dress rehearsals. Then we're in front of an audience. I don't really have any sort of little traditions or superstitions of my own, other than I have a little green vanity case, which is my theatre case. And when I'm in a production, that's the case that I take to and from home to the theatre. And it has all the bits and bobs that I need for the production. So any little bits of costume that I have to provide myself, usually my script, although I don't generally refer to that during the production, but it's The script is a bit my safety blanket, and I have to have it with me, even if I don't need it. So that will be in there, and a bottle of water, just so I've got something to drink. And it's also where I can put my clothes and stuff when I get changed and I'm not in my costume. And this green vanity case I've had for many, many years. It was a gift from my mother. So as far as I can remember, I've used it for pretty much every production I've been in, apart from the very early ones when I was, you know, when I was a chorus girl in pantomime and that sort of thing. But I think I've had it for all of the times that I've done plays since my childhood. So that's kind of my tradition, if you like. And I'll put on the cover art of this blog entry a photo of my vanity case on the passenger seat of my car as I come towards the theatre. So that's a little bit about dress rehearsal. It's going to be crowded backstage, I think, because obviously we've got chorus and we've got principals. And whilst there is good changing facilities at the little theatre, it's not necessarily geared for that many people. So it's going to be cosy, I think, having us all backstage. We're not used to that. We're used to having people away from the stage area when they're not on. So we'll see how it goes, but it should be fun. Hopefully we'll have a good run, and then we'll be ready for opening night. Woo, excellent. So thanks for listening. I'm going to head off now because I'm coming close to the theatre and will be needing to concentrate, and I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.